We are into the final week of Colorado's 2026 spring ball, 13th practice this morning, and then Deion, Coach Prime Sanders came and spoke to us in a press conference setting, had a chance to talk to center Demetrius Hunter as well as edge player Sama Kamara. Main takeaways from today?
Well, first off, that was the first time I've been able to talk to Coach Prime since the Kansas State game, because the first time he talked this spring, I was in Kansas City for women's basketball. Right. So it was nice for me to hear from him. But main takeaways is, it's spring ball, right? And it sounds like spring ball, where they feel pretty good about a lot of things and they're progressing. But I was telling you before we started, I think to me, when I hear Coach Prime, he likes this team more than last year. I know last year, he was saying, well, we're better than we were a year before. But I truly think that he just likes the makeup of this team better than what they had last year. I think they learned a lot from last year in putting that roster together that maybe they've applied to this year. We'll see how it looks on the field in the fall. But I think that's, to me, I just feel like he likes this team better.
Well, one of the things that he pointed out, and it's something that we've been pointing out this offseason, is that the mental makeup of this group it seems to be a little bit stronger. And he mentioned that there's double-digit number of guys that were captains on their previous team. As he said, they're used to being at the front of the line. And then he kind of pointed out that some of these younger guys that have come in and played pretty well early on are coming from winning high school programs. When you go 3-9 – and you're going into year four, there's going to be a frustrated fan base. There's only so much you can say this time of year, yeah. But there are encouraging things that we've definitely seen out of this program in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think so. And Coach Prime, a lot of what he says, he's really honest with us. And, I like hearing things like when he talks about Cree Thomas, and he's like, he's that guy. He's our number one corner right now. That's revealing information to me. And, okay, because where is the cornerback position? Boo Carter, he talks about him being, a really good athlete. I think he said he's probably the best athlete on the team. Mentioned he might actually play some slot a little bit. And so, he's all over the place on that defense. And so he really likes a lot of these guys. And so it's interesting to kind of hear him talk about some of these people.
Yeah. I thought that him talking about the special teams aspect was a little bit interesting as well, because they were able to kind of piece together what these guys had done as coaches, special teams wise, in the past, and put that group together. There seems to be more chemistry. You get jaded sometimes in this gig over a long period of time. In 22 that spring, Mike Sanford came in with a lot of energy, and we spent a lot of time talking about the chemistry within that staff. So it's one of those things where the proof is always in the pudding, but it's going to be a long time until they play some football games, and we're going to dissect a lot of football in the meantime.
Yes, we really are. And he gave us some more to dissect today as well. I mean, he was asked about the quarterback competition, and he mentioned it's very much a competition, and which you expect him to say. I mean, what else is he going to say at this time of year when you don't have a bona fide proven starter on this roster? You don't want to come out and say this guy's a starter, then the other guy goes through the whole summer knowing he's the backup. I mean, but he was very complimentary of Juju, but also Isaac Wilson, and say, man, Isaac can play. And so I think they feel really good about, a couple of the guys they have there. And so, there's going to be a lot for us to dissect. I think quarterback is one that when you hear him talk like that, we're going to talk about quarterback all summer, because who is the guy?
And more confirmation that there are three guys in that linebacker's room that are kind of head and shoulders above the rest right now. Obviously, Lampron, Lufau, and Martinez as well. So that was another personnel note from today. He said the spring game is going to be, again, kind of pretty short. They've got a lot of guys that are banged up right now.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to limit the reps a little bit on that.
Yeah.
He didn't fully commit to the fact that they're going to be split up the way those teams are drafted, but I'd imagine if they can do that, that would make it fun.
It sounds to me like that's kind of going to be the base of where they start, and then kind of, go from there. But yeah, I think he said about an hour or so they'll be out there. I'll be curious to see. He might have the best weather he's had. It looks like at the forecast, he might finally get good weather for a spring game here. The attendance, I'm curious to see what it looks like. I mean, it's free for the first time under Coach Prime. The previous three were the three highest attendance spring games in CU history. Where does this one rank? I'll be curious to see that as well. But more than anything, I think we'll talk about it more more later in the week, but I think you and I are probably both just curious. Let's just see these guys on the field. I mean, we get to see practice on Thursday. We get to see the spring game on Saturday. I think we're just kind of excited to see what these guys look like, not on YouTube, right? We want to see them in person.
Have you seen that much live football in a three-day span around here anytime recently? That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. No, we haven't. It's been a while. And you know, we were kind of talking before we started. When was the last open practice? Was it a couple springs ago? Was it Shador's senior year? And so it's been a while. So it's going to be fun to watch these guys and you know, see them get after it. Just maybe kind of feel some of that energy that we're seeing on well off. And I want to see, is Dante Carter really that energetic throughout the entire practice? Or is it just those few clips we see?
Yeah. And as I joked with you, we get to overanalyze the crap out of it now, because yes. it's what we got to work off of. But I think it should be a good afternoon at Folsom Field. And yeah, if the weather is going to hold up, they're saying 70 and overcast right now, a little bit of wind. There's no excuse not to get out here, yeah, to Folsom Field to watch this team work. Demetrius Hunter comes in, a lot of experience as a center from Houston. He looks the part. It seems like he's got a decent lead in that center role, but yeah, Sean Kinney's right there battling as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Demetrius Hunter. I mean, this is a two-year starter at Houston that obviously knows Big 12 football. He's played a lot of Big 12 football at this point. I don't know if he's taken every snap for Houston the last 2 years, but he's taken most of them. So I expect him to be the guy. We talked to one of the O-line coaches last week about this, was having that veteran center is huge for young quarterbacks, and he can kind of direct things. They know they can trust him a little bit. They know they can get on him a little bit because he's not going to take it personally, you know. And so I think he's probably a comfort for those quarterbacks.
According to Pro Football Focus, he's only given up 2 sacks in all those snaps that he had at Houston. Now, he did give up 8. He was penalized 8 times, but the final month of this past season, he wasn't penalized at all. So yeah, you hope that translates here, because we saw a couple years ago when you get some of those issues, communication issues with the center, it can really screw up drives in a hurry. And last year, Zarian McGill was very solid, yeah, in that sense.
Yeah, he really was. And I should mention also Sean Kinney, he's got a lot of snaps under his belt too. So he's that veteran guy as well. And because of that, I think that if you start having some issues with Demetrius, if he's your starter, you probably feel good about going to Sean Kinney if you need to. And so to have two guys there with that experience, I think it's huge.
And Sam Akamara, another guy that looks the part. Yeah. He's been on quite a journey. Yeah. He's from Philadelphia. He goes to Temple, then the junior college ranks, then Albany. And now here he is in Boulder, Colorado. And those are the guys, you know, that are appreciating this opportunity.
Well, years ago, we would have said that's a very unique journey to go through 4 schools. It's not as unique anymore. You know, you don't often see 4 schools. There's a lot of 3. You know, 4 schools is quite a bit. And he's a 6th-year senior. But he was highly productive last year. He was first-team all-conference in Albany. I'm curious to see how it translates here. And there's several of those guys rushing the passer that were first-team all-conference at the lower levels that are now trying to prove themselves. There's a hunger in that group from what we hear.
Well, you got a deadline, and we've got, yeah, Thursday. We'll preview more of the spring game after we get a chance to watch this team practice for practice number 14. Now you're going to hear some comments made by Dion Coach Prime Sanders following Colorado's 13th spring practice.
Some of our past players have been commenting on us, which is cool with me. We're not going to be provoked to comment back or to say anything ignorantly back. I wish those guys the best. One thing that I could comfortably say, some people came here that you didn't know of, and when they left, they had a name. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud that they were able to earn more than they earned here that could help their friends, family, as well as loved ones, and can help themselves. So I'm happy with that. We're still in good relationship with quite a few, but you gotta understand, some young men play the victim, and that's not the case. We try to treat everybody here with utmost respect and professionalism, and I hope we've done just that, as well as treating you the same way. But we would not engage in back and forth with any former players, and our aim is just to really please, support, encourage, motivate, and really prepare our men that we have on campus for the next phases of their life. Let's go.
Sure. Hi, Coach. Good to see you. I hope you're well.
Amen.
Now that we're 13 spring practices in, what have been some of the constant things that you've been pleased with and maybe some things that need to get fixed up as you guys
move? One thing at a time. You know, both coordinators are exemplary. I mean, these guys are good. They're pushing the envelope. What they're doing creatively, what they're doing structurally, I like it. And what we have special teams is a team effort. We have some really good coaches that you guys may not know, that all of them may have had a stint somewhere, whether high school or college, in assisting, especially with all the support staff on special teams. So we have a team effort offensively and defensively in certain special teams. Kickoff return may be an offensive thing that the offense may handle, as well as punt. Punt return as well as kickoff may be a defensive thing that the defense will handle, and you guys understand field goal and extra point. So I like the collectiveness of it. I like the understanding of expertise that we have from the whole staff, and it's a full staff buy-in. So it's not going to be blamed on one guy that sits there that has to utilize the rest of the staff to support his special teams. That's a full-fledged buy-in, and I like the way we're handling it.